School is ending or has already ended for the summer around the region. Not everybody is over the moon to see summer vacation arrive. Along with the people who actually like and will miss school itself, there are the people who depend on the free and reduced-priced meals they got at school. But when school closes, the offerings diminish. They do not go away completely, though. There are summer nutrition programs available in many communities. And here to talk about those, we have two guests with us. Leslie Nelson joins us by phone. She's the Child Hunger Prevention Manager at Partners for a Hunger-Free Oregon. Leslie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We also have with us the Nutrition Director for the Ashland School District, Hema McSoto. Thank you for joining us, Hema.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Thank you for bringing me on.
Leslie, let's start with you. First, set the stage. How many of Oregon's kids do get free or reduced lunches over the course of the year?
Well, currently it's about 53% for the entire state, which is almost 300,000 kids. We're talking about, one out of two. So that number is too high. And right now, about half of our kids.
Could more kids, though, be taking advantage of the programs? And if so, why aren't they taking advantage of them?
In terms of the free and reduced price meal program, we work closely with schools and school districts, and we're very impressed with the work that they do to make sure that the families of children who do qualify for the program know about the program and that they enroll. So yes, there is there's the chance that there are families and kids out there that could be taking advantage of the program that are not, but we know that schools are doing a really great job of getting the word out, sending that paperwork home, and then there's also a direct certification process for some families to get enrolled in free and reduced price meals, so we know that that they're doing the best job that they can to sort of capture the need.
All right, so you already established about 300,000 kids getting free or reduced price meals at schools during the course of the school year. How big is the drop over the course of the summer?
It is significant, and that is a problem because we know that in Oregon, about 20%, really only one in five of our kids that are eating those free and reduced price meals during the school year are also eating in the summer. So you're talking about four out of five kids that we know rely on free lunches at school that are not accessing that nutrition through the summer food program during the year. So it is a precipitous drop, and that's very concerning.
So let's use the Ashland School District as an example, Hema McSoto. First of all, Ashland is a somewhat wealthier school district, so I guess it might surprise some people to know that there even is a program like this. But, how extensive a program is it for the summer?
For the summertime, we're going to run a six-week program that's going to allow students to come back to the schools and pick up the lunch, and that's going to be very familiar to what they see during the school year. However, although Ashland seems a more affluent neighborhood, there's a disparity between two different groups of folks, much like you'll find in any town, really. It's just a little bit of surprise because most people see the shiny top of Ashland.
So a bit of income disparity then.
There is that, and sometimes it gets kind of swept under the rug because we don't realize that. There's so many great programs here in Ashland that draw so many people, but the need is still there, and we're going to do our best to fill that need.
So it's a six-week program, starting when, ending when?
It'll start August 14th and end August. I'm sorry, July 14th is the beginning, and August 22nd will be the end.
And Leslie Nelson at Partners for Hunger Free Oregon, is that a fairly typical program, the one in Ashland?
Well, there's sort of, in terms of the number of weeks that programs serve, it sort of varies. Our preference is for programs to run as many weeks as possible. It's the very best when we can have service for kids, have lunches and breakfast for kids from, ideally the day after school gets out until the day before it starts up again. But we see programs that do a whole range of weeks, but obviously the number one priority is for them to do all 10 weeks so that kids don't have to go without those lunches, but we do see programs that run from 2 weeks up until 10 weeks, so it's really, there's kind of a wide variety.
Where does the funding then come from, Hema McSoto, how do you get to decide where the program's going to be and how long it's going to be?
The funding itself comes from an extension of the National School Lunch Program, the Summer Feeding Program, which allows us a reimbursement, much like we do during the school year.
And so then that determines the length of the program, too, and where it can be done?
Where the program is done is based on free and reduced rates. I have to qualify a site in order to be able to serve there. How long the program is often, is to begin with, a guess. This year's length of program and timing of program has a great deal to do with the previous attempts, where we had very mixed results in participation. So this year I tried to surround it around summer school at the district, so that we have some folks who are going to be there regularly and hopefully draw in more of the public than we have in the past.
So in a sense, you're combining programs. You're making sure that there are going to be some kids around anyway?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And where will it be?
Walker Elementary School, 264 Walker.
All right. So one of the three schools in the district. And so, Leslie Nelson, the summer food service that Hemet was just talking about goes back, I guess, to 1968. Is that right?
It does. It was created under President Johnson's war on poverty, actually, in the late 1960s, and has been around since then. And it's a truly amazing program. We have almost 800 sites here in the state of Oregon. As Hannah said, the funding comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture through the State Department of Education, and it comes in the form of a reimbursement per meal served. So for every breakfast or snack or lunch that that is served to a child, there is a fixed federal reimbursement that can be drawn down, which is what's so amazing, is that it literally leverages that federal money here into our state economy. So it makes these programs sustainable and helps them to grow in that a lot of these folks, school districts and nonprofits that want to run the program but need some assistance purchasing and providing the food, obviously can receive that federal reimbursement, which allows them to spend those dollars here in our local economy.
So, Hema, I have to ask, implementing the program in Ashland, for example, I mean, is it, with the amount of federal money coming in, does it end up being a thing that really doesn't cost the district anything in the end, or is there some district money thrown in there, too?
There's a little bit of district money thrown in there, too. A lot of it, whether or not it's going to cost the district anything, has to do with the participation that we employ in it. Either way we look at it, I'm going to be there that day, I'm going to prepare food. So, really, the end number there is from how many kids I can get in the door. And it's important to remember that in this program, despite all the words federal and free and reduced and all these things, all these words being thrown out there, I myself, as I serve students, do not collect any information. The child comes to me, I can serve them, I count them, and that's all there is to know.
So anybody concerned about stigma or identifying information or anything like that need not be concerned?
Correct.
We are talking about summertime nutrition programs with Leslie Nelson from Partners for Hunger Free Oregon on the phone. Hema McSoto, is the nutrition director at the Ashland School District here in the studio with me. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. You mentioned 800 sites across the state of Oregon, Leslie Nelson?
Yes, almost. The number, thankfully, climbs a little bit every year, but we have seen some amazing work across the state from folks that are starting new sites, getting more kids in the door. But the goal is to have sites that that kids can access anywhere they are. And so, yes, we're very impressed that the number continues to go up. But we know that there is certainly still more that can be done. Lots of kids are still not able to access these programs, obviously, if only one out of five of them is. And so we want that number to continue to grow.
Is the need spread pretty evenly across the landscape between both rural and urban districts?
I would say yes. The need is certainly is pretty consistent. There are certain counties where it is considerably higher, but as a general rule, we aren't seeing too many counties that have, you know, almost no need at all. It is with 53% of our kids in our state qualifying for free and reduced price meals, and one in four kids in Oregon experiencing food insecurity or at risk, therefore, of food insecurity and hunger. We know that there's need all over the state of Oregon.
What are some of the barriers, then, to keeping kids from getting to the summertime nutrition programs?
Well, there's a few. One of the ones that we're concerned about is transportation, and I'm glad that you mentioned the rural versus urban situation, because as you can imagine, for kids that live in rural counties, central Oregon, eastern Oregon, and certainly lots of parts of southern Oregon, during the school year, we know that a school bus comes and picks them up and brings them to school, but during the summertime, frequently there isn't enough funding or the resources to have a bus. And so for kids that live in rural parts of the state where they can't get to a site during the summertime, and they aren't close enough to walk and there isn't a parent or someone to drive them, they simply aren't able to access the site. And so that is a consistent barrier that we work on. There's also simply the problem of visibility and access. You know, Jeffrey, when we go around the state and talk about these programs, we consistently hear that people just didn't know that they existed. And we do a lot of outreach with, you know, PSAs, and we do flyers and banners and yard signs, and we do everything we can to get the word out. We have an amazing website, summerfoodoregon.org, that has every single website, has every single site in the state, where it's located, what time it serves, the dates, and so we promote that website. But we are consistently surprised at the number of people who said that they simply didn't know that the program was there. So unfortunately, we find that awareness just getting the word out is a considerable barrier.
Is there another way for people to contact you if they don't, for example, have internet access, if they can't get to summerfoodoregon.org, which I did check out. It's a very comprehensive site. But is there an 800 number, some other access point?
There is. We recommend that people try 211. 211 Info is a statewide resource network, and they certainly answer all questions about summer food when they receive them. And so that is one great resource for people to call if they don't have internet access.
And Hammock Soto, is there anything in the way of a transportation option for the kids who'll be getting the lunches at Walker Elementary School this summer?
Unfortunately not. It's definitely about walking, riding, busing there, city bus. And unfortunately, that is the case. So hopefully a central location like Walker is here in Ashland will help some of that issue. And having changed the time from 11:30 to 12:30 to 12 to 1, may help capture some of the students who are in programs around the town, which end at 12:30. I ran into that problem previously.
Okay, so you had a chance to adjust your schedule to look at the other stuff.
Correct.
That was out there.
Mm-hmm. And like Leslie says, outreach is one of the biggest problems that we have. No matter sometimes how much outreach we do, the first year I ran the program, I marched in the 4th of July parade and handed out flyers. JPR made small blurbs. I was in the paper every single day. And there were main articles on it. We handed out flyers. They plastered the hallways at the schools. We sent home flyers with the kids on the last Friday. But our visibility still remains low. And so any suggestions out there on how to overcome that, I'm listening. We will be relaunching our Facebook for Ashland Summer Lunch starting next week.
And it is just called Ashland Summer Lunch then?
Yes.
All right. So, and we were just talking, Leslie Nelson, with you about how to find stuff around the state. There is summerfoodoregon.org. There is calling 211. Do most towns have a program, or is it a case of most school districts have a program, and it's pretty much up to the families to get the students to that school?
I wouldn't say that most towns have a program or that most school districts have a program. Many, many of them do. There are some portions of the state and some towns that do not, simply because, for a variety of reasons. But there are certain areas of the state where there are lots of sites, and in the metro area, Southern Oregon, your larger towns and cities, Ashland, Bend, Medford, Grants Pass, have a large number of sites. But I wouldn't say that it's a general rule that that there is a site in every town or in every school district in the state. We would like to see there be a site certainly in every school district where, you know, at least 40% or even 30 or 40% of the kids receive free and reduced price meals, because we know that that indicates that there is a need. So we are consistently pushing for there to be more sites in areas where we know there are hungry kids, and that's part of our most intense outreach work, is to promote the need for sites and to sort of motivate cities and towns and sponsors of this program to really champion hunger and avoiding summer hunger for their kids as a very, very important issue. Because when we think about the fact that we lose kids for 3 months in the summer, they're potentially losing out on that nutrition, but they're really losing out on that engagement with their peers, that time for enrichment, social interaction, and for learning. The potential to lose that time in the summer is potentially very devastating for when they come back to school in the fall. to these programs everywhere that they can be. We know that they do amazing work providing that nutrition and that chance for kids to not lose out on that summer learning.
Okay, again, to find these programs, summerfoodoregon.org or dial 211. And is it Ashland Summer Food will be the Facebook page you're going to
post?
Okay. Hema Mixotto is the nutrition director at the Ashland School District. Leslie Nelson, the child hunger prevention manager with Partners for a Hunger-Free Oregon. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you both.